Discipline one, focus on the wildly important. The first discipline is to focus your finest effort on the one or two goals that will make all the difference, instead of giving mediocre effort to dozens of goals. Execution starts with focus. Without it, the other three disciplines won't be any help to you at all. Why do almost all leaders struggle to narrow their focus? It's not because they don't think focus is needed. Every week, we work with dozens of leadership teams across the world, and almost without exception, they acknowledge that they need greater focus. Despite this desire, they continue to find themselves with too many competing priorities, pulling their teams in too many different directions. One of the first things we want you to know is that you're not alone. The inability of leaders to focus is a problem of epidemic proportions. We also want you to know that when we talk about narrowing your focus in discipline one, we are not talking about narrowing the size and complexity of your whirlwind. Although over time, attention to WIGS might affect that. Your whirlwind includes all of the urgent activities that are necessary to sustain your business day to day. Focusing on the wildly important means narrowing the number of goals you are attempting to accomplish beyond the day-to-day demands of the whirlwind. Simply put, discipline one is about applying more energy against fewer goals. Because when it comes to setting goals, the law of diminishing returns is as real as the law of gravity. If a team focuses on two or even three goals beyond the demands of their whirlwind, they can often accomplish them. However, if they set 4 to 10 goals, our experience has been that they will achieve only one or two. They'll be going backwards. If they go after 11 to 20 in addition to their whirlwind, they lose all focus. Confronted with so many goals, the team members will stop listening, let alone executing. Why is this so? The fundamental principle at work in discipline one is that human beings are genetically hardwired to do one thing at a time with excellence. You're probably thinking proudly that you're a great multitasker and can get a lot of things done at the same time. But to the wildly important goal, you want to devote your best efforts. Steve Jobs of Apple had a big company to run and could have proudly brought many more products to market than he did.